Thank you. Symphonic Metamorphosis on themes of Carl Maria von Weber came into being in 1943 while Hindemith was living in America. He was first invited to arrange the music for a ballet on Weber's themes. That project fell through when it became clear that he and the choreographer, Leonine Mazin, did not see eye to eye. This left Hindemith free to take Weber's source material in the direction he pleased. He used themes from Weber's little-known piano duets and from his incidental music from the play Turandot, which had also inspired Puccini's famous opera. Hindemith cast the Symphonic Metamorphosis in four movements. The final march made its way into the band repertoire in 1950 when the director of bands at Yale, Keith Wilson, completed his arrangement.
Thank you.
Thiers is French for cemetery. Depictions of him are quite chilling. He's usually pictured in a tall, dark tailcoat and tall, dark hat, like an undertaker, wearing dark sunglasses with one lens missing. He carries a cane, smokes cigars, and is a notorious mocker and trickster. The Haitian dictator, Papa Doc Duvalier, is said to have imitated the Baron's sartorial style in order to intimidate any opponents who are practitioners of voodoo.
Thank you.
widespread success of his operetta El Capitan, Sousa regrettably declined an offer of $100,000 for the bride-elect, from which this march was extracted. The operetta soon passed from the musical scene, but the march was a favorite of Mannsmann for many years. The march was pieced together from various sections of the operetta. The principal theme was developed from the song Unchain the Dogs of War, which ended Act 2. The march was sometimes programmed by the Sousa Band under that title. According to Frank Simon, cornetist of the Sousa Band from 1914 to 1920, the bride-elect was among Sousa's own favorites. He once referred to it as the best march he had ever written.
Thank you.